Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. Today's topic is I guess it's controversial, but it's, you know, at the end of the day, you have to make your own decision, and it's more downsized than upsized to this whole topic. And today, the topic is, is it okay to have sex on the first date? Which I wish I had a female on with me, because a lot of females are going to get back with me and they're going to give their opinions. I'm giving my opinion, and it don't make it right. It may seem to be one-sided, but at the end of the day, I always tell people to do whatever's best for them. I'm no doctor, I'm no professional, I'm just here, I'm just running my mouth with y'all friends. Hey, giving y'all like on an average 10 minutes of my thoughts every Sunday. And I appreciate y'all for listening. I appreciate y'all for telling other people to listen. And okay, now, sex on the first date is kind of sketchy, because, like I say, I think more people would say no than yes. But you gotta understand too the times that we're living in now. Now, when you do have sex, first of all, when you meet somebody, you're meeting the representative, per se. Because if I meet you on the first date, now I'm not going to tell you all my deep, dark secrets, or I'm not willing to share everything with you. Most people. Some people are. Some people live for the moment. Some people live for the past. Now, I say, when you meet a person, you meet the representative, because you might like this person, see what you like, y'all have a good conversation, but who knows, he or she may have some kind of freakiness about them that you're not cool with. But if you meet them, everything flowing, hey, do what you do. Now, but a scary part of this, meeting somebody and they could have a disease, who knows? They may have slept with somebody the night before and didn't tell you. This is a part about meeting a representative, because you're not meeting the true person. Now, if you see somebody and you're really feeling them, and you're having drinks and everything's flowing, and you're just having a good time, and maybe you had sex the night before, I don't think that you're going to reveal that, because you're going to mess up the moment of what's going on right there. You're not going to reveal it. But I know most people sitting back now saying, oh, that's not me. I don't do that. I don't get down like that. But see, people, we got to understand this. If you meet a man and you have sex the first night, it doesn't make you look bad as a person. You know, you can handle this thing like two adults. Now, it may be times that you run into a situation and that happens. So don't look at it like as if you're a bad person, you're a whore, or whatever the labels that are tied to this. Because I do believe people can meet, have sex, vibe the first night, and good things can happen. Bad things can also happen. But that's the climate that we're in now. That's just what we're going through now. And hopefully, like I say, hopefully no one has ever met someone and maybe they had a disease like a herpes or something that could be with them for life. Hopefully no one has ever experienced something like this. Now, I think more that guys are willing to go there quicker than females. That's just my own opinion. Could be wrong. Now, females may want to do it, but I just don't think females are connected that way. They just don't meet a guy and just want to lay down with him. But I think guys will want to do it. Now, you could also look at it like this. When you meet somebody, you buy a car, you want to test drive that car right then. You want to know what's going on, what it's like right then. And we're not just basing things just about sex. It's more to it than sex. But you want to test that car right then. You know, you don't want to buy a car and wait to try to drive the car. If you're really the type of person that you believe in sex on the first date. Because if I buy a new Corvette, I don't want to buy a new Corvette and wait 8-9 months to drive it. I don't want to make payments on it, but wait 9 months to drive it. So, and I know that's people probably looking now, that's a bad analogy. And like I said, it is. But I'm speaking from how males look at things. And now too, you know, they have gender reveals for baby births. But now, it's everything is everything. When you go out in public, you don't know if it's a man or a woman. I think they need to have more gender reveals when you're about to date somebody. Because you don't know what you're getting into. You got men getting their bodies done. You got women, you know, on the steroids or whatever the medication is. To build their testosterone to make them look more masculine. So when you meet somebody and if you feeling them, if you look at it that way, having sex the first day might not be a bad thing because you know what you're dealing with. And for the record, I have met a female and had sex on the first night with her. And it have lasted. Just for the record. I'm just coming clean about it. Now I've had situations where I met a female. We started talking. We didn't have sex to about close to a year later. And it didn't turn out right. But we put all that time in. We got to know each other's family. And we were really into each other. Now, sex wasn't the only thing that disconnected us, but all I'm saying is you can get with somebody, you wait, and you build all those feelings up, and it's just not right. Now you look at it like I done wasted 2 years getting involved with this person, and now it didn't work. On the other hand, you can meet them, you can have sex, y'all both be adults. If it don't work out, you go your separate ways. Nobody's mad at anybody. Y'all had that one fun night out and everything's back normal. But when feelings get tied and caught up in it, that's when things get bad. Because somebody's going to get angry and they're going to want to do something to the other person. But people also can just walk away from it. But if you feel that your feelings are hurt or you betrayed, you're going to want to do something to the person. But like I said, if you want to be an adult by it, you meet a person, y'all have sex, it don't work out, it's still the respect level is still there, and maybe y'all could just be friends. Nothing tied up. Now, and I must say this, in a relationship, when you meet somebody, if you wait, you get to find out other things that you like about a person. And that's always good. Because one day sex is going to fade. Looks fade. Everything fade. But if you really like this person, say like they're a good movie date. They like games. Y'all like to hang out and do different things. that's when the relationships, I think, get better, because you can base it on something besides sex. Sex is not the only thing that y'all depending on to make this relationship work. So whatever you do, don't base the relationship off just sex. Even if you do it the first night, or you don't do it the first night. Now, like I said, now women and men, you know, they looking like men, vice versa. Now, when it comes to the gender reveal, like if you a man, I know if you see something that looks like a woman, you expect that to be a woman and you want it to be a woman if you're trying to holler. Now, some men, they do either or. I know me, I'm a lesbian inside of a man's body. I want nothing but women. I love women. But that's me. That's my choice. And to each his own. Now, you don't want to be, as a man, you don't want to be out. You meet somebody that looks nice. Next thing you know, you lay down with them. And instead of having two nuts in the bed, you got four nuts in the bed. Now, that's something you don't want. You don't want four nuts in a bed, or you done ran into some problems. If you are heterosexual and only do women. But to each his own. Because now it's, you know, the LGBT, you know, it's men and men, women and women. Whatever you do, you do you. Whatever makes you happy. I know I only like women. And I've only ever experienced women, and that's all that I want. And just like a woman, if you meet somebody and you might want to take them to the bed the first night, and just say you cramping all of a sudden, you don't want to lay down and get to bed and find out it's more than one tampon in that bed. Or you're going to be upset, especially if you was looking for a man. But if you are a heterosexual woman and just into men, you would be kind of upset because you was tricked. So the gender reveal need to be more about going into relationships, because a lot of people are doing the tricking. And if you know by watching the news in the past few years, a lot of transgenders have been murdered or hurt or beat up or whatever the case is. Not all the cases. A lot of cases is because it may be a dude, he thought that he had a woman, but he went there. He did it, but afterwards he found out it was a man because she led him on. Now, in a situation like this, you got to blame the man, because he should have slowed his roll and to find out what it was he wanted to have sex with. But that's why I say men are more into this wanting to have it the first night than women are. But if you are a man, or if you know any men that just out there dating, just let them know. Like, if you get yourself involved in a situation and it's not what you thought it was, if you was looking for a woman but you found out that it was a man, you have to take that blame yourself. You cannot want to harm somebody or take somebody's life because what you thought it was, it wasn't. You thought that it was a woman and it was a man. So don't be out here trying to hurt people. And I'm going to speak for myself. I don't drink. I notice a lot of guys might put it on drinking or alcohol or whatever the case may be. But please believe it. As a man, you do not go and hurt somebody because you found out that it was a man. You should have took more time to find out what it was at birth. So let's you know, if that's the case, find out. And you can like what you like. But I'm about to get back to this football game. And if you want to knock somebody off the first night, do you. Just be an adult about it. And I'll talk to y'all later.